Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Today, we're talking about your credit limit. Remember, we had a conversation last time between Max and Helena. Max was having some problems with his credit card. He went to the bank to talk to the clerk there, Helena, and I guess he exceeded his credit limit. He bought some airplane tickets to the U.S., and he forgot that he had actually gone over his credit limit. He had exceeded it, and that's why he was having some problems with his credit card. So, the problem there was his credit limit, okay? The bank only gives you a certain amount of money that you can spend on your credit card per month. So today we're going to try to understand a little bit more about our credit limit.
Right. I wanted to talk about a phrase we use sometimes when this happens. We say, my credit card has been frozen, or my credit account has been frozen. So they froze my credit card account. So it doesn't allow for any more purchases until you work something out with the bank that issued or, you know, because you'll know which bank it is. If you look at your credit card, it'll have, even if it's a Visa or MasterCard, it will say what bank, you know, is sponsoring it. You've got to work it out with them before they unfreeze your account. So be careful with that. Yeah, today we're going to continue talking about credit limits and a little bit more about credit cards. If you're young, you might not know very much about credit cards, but I was telling Tom before we started that there was a point where I wanted to buy a house in New York, and that's when I was really becoming more knowledgeable and savvy about credit and credit cards. So it's probably a good time to learn while you're still young so you don't get into trouble. Right now, though, we're going to go ahead and read through today's article. Credit cards can seem wonderfully convenient, but if you use them carelessly, then you can end up in trouble. You need to understand your credit limit in order to build a good credit score and avoid burdening yourself with debt. Here are some frequently asked questions.
How is my credit limit assigned?
When your application for a credit card is approved, you will be given a credit limit. Some banks and other loan agencies might offer no preset spending limits, but this doesn't mean you have infinite credit. It means the limit will change based on your habits, income, and other factors. The limits on most cards depend on your income and debt levels, and whether or not you have a history of late payments. Additionally, first-time credit card holders with no credit history will be assigned a low limit.
How do I improve my credit score?
To improve your credit score, you'll need to use your credit card and make complete payments on time. Another way to improve your credit score is to keep your credit card balance between 10% and 30% of your total limit. On the other hand, if you only pay the minimum balance and often go over your credit limit, your score will suffer. You should also ensure your personal information is kept up to date.
All right, everybody, let's try to understand the term credit limit. Now, credit cards can seem wonderfully convenient, but if you use them carelessly, then you can end up in trouble. So, you know, I've usually been able to control my own spending, and I don't use plastic to pay for things all the time. I don't use my credit card to pay for things all the time. But I can imagine that if people have a credit card and they think, well, I don't have the cash, but I can have that thing because I've got this credit card. Yeah, I know later I got to pay for it, but right now I can have it just because I have this little piece of plastic here. That dress there just looks wonderful, and those shoes will go good with it. Sure, it's like 90,000 NT dollars, but I can pay it back later, no problem. So yes, it can seem really wonderfully convenient, but again, if you're careless or if you use them carelessly, you can end up in trouble. And here we have the phrase to end up. That just means that is your final situation, usually a bad one, after a series of events. For example, my father once told me, if you don't work hard, Tom, you'll end up living poor under a bridge.
That sounds like a parent, yeah. You need to understand your credit limit in order to build a good credit score and avoid burdening yourself with debt. Here are some FAQs, frequently asked questions. You'll often see FAQ on a website, if they have just one page of questions that are frequently asked. That's why they name them that. Credit score is based on your salary, what credit cards you have, how much you owe, and also if you make timely payments. If you make late payments, guys, you're going to kill your credit score. Credit scores are really harshly affected if you make late payments, so be careful with that. And some credit cards, if you make a late payment, they have in the contract with you in very small print that you can't read. It says that if you're late, they can hike up or increase your interest rate astronomically, which is crazy. Maybe currently you're paying 10% interest on a credit card. If you make a late payment, it might be 20. So be very, very careful with that. Here we're using debt as a noun, count noun. I mentioned this in the earlier program that it can be accountable debts when you're talking about different sources of debt. But here we're talking about all the debt that you have altogether that you owe. So you don't want to burden yourself. If you're burdening yourself, you're placing extra stress or pressure on you because you owe money to people or to companies. And it's not a fun place to be.
Right. That's when we use the word burden as a verb to be a burden, but a burden is often a noun to be a burden, which means you're kind of causing other people inconvenience or something like that. If you yourself are a burden, and many things could be a burden, which causes trouble to other people or things. But let's get to those FAQs here. Here's the first one. How is my credit limit assigned? Here, assigned just means how is it determined?
Right.
How do they figure out the amount of credit that I have?
So when you apply, you know, you have a form and you fill in all the information. Probably the biggest piece of information you give to a bank or to a loan agency is what your salary is. So they're going to look at lots of different factors or different reasons why they want to give you a credit card in the first place and what a credit limit they'll assign you. So you've got an application. We use applications when we want to apply for something. Some jobs that you apply for have applications beyond your resume. They might want you to fill out their own form, their application form. Here, it's an application for a credit card. If you're approved for a credit card, they send you a card in the mail, and they tell you how much your credit limit is, and that's when you're given the credit limit.
Boy, that must be a happy day
Yes. When
that credit card arrives in the mail. Oh, boy, what am I going to buy first with
true.
This credit card? But again, I did want to mention here, when we talk about application forms, we do use the verb phrase to fill out. For some reason, I keep hearing people say fill in the application form.
You can. You can say both.
You could, but to me, that sounds really strange.
We say fill out more, though.
I think so. You fill in the individual blanks, but to me, at least, for the whole form, you fill it out.
Do you know why? Because when they take tests here, we give instructions for tests. We always say fill in the missing word or fill in the blank. Blanks, but you fill out an application form. I agree with you.
The whole form would be fill out, and then the individual spaces would be fill in. Like fill in the space on your answer sheet.
Fill in the blanks, yeah.
Individual questions there. But again, you need to fill out an application form, and then your credit card will be approved. The opposite of that would be rejected if they don't want to give you a card.
Or turned down.
Turned down, you could also say that. Mm-hmm. And some banks and other loan agencies might offer no preset spending limits, but this doesn't mean you have infinite credit. It means the limit will change based on your habits, income, and other factors. So banks are the usual people, the usual institutions who offer credit cards, who issue credit cards, but there are other loan agencies. In the past, there was this savings and loan institution in the U.S., but I think they're all gone now.
That's not quite the same. These loan agencies, be very careful, guys. I know in the U.S., loan agencies really go after immigrants who really don't know better, but the interest rates they charge are really high. And also, the monthly payments are quite high. I was sent something in the mail a couple of years ago, email, that is, and it was a loan agency, and they were wanting me to, they wanted to offer me money, and it was like $30,000, and then my repayments each month would be like $500. It's different than a bank, which actually will take your money and deposit it. You can withdraw it. A loan agency is just there to make loans to people, but their interest rates are very high.
Okay, and do they offer credit cards too, those loan agencies?
No.
Okay, they do not. But in any case.
Yeah, they'll actually transfer the money into your checking account.
Okay, sounds fair. But again, the banks and other loan agencies may not offer those preset spending limits. So if you get a credit card from a bank, that means supposedly that you don't have a limit, then you could buy that new Mercedes-Benz car you've been dreaming about. Don't worry about that. But no, it does not mean you have infinite credit. Infinite means all the way to infinity, no limit at all. Like some people think the universe is infinite. It just goes on forever. It never ends.
Yeah, infinite, no end, right? So unless you have a black American Express card, which allows you to buy anything, you probably have a limit somewhere. Or a platinum Visa, which is also very cool and very nice. But again, we're talking about really, really wealthy people, multimillionaires who can have those cards. So you've got a limit on the credit that you have. And so this will change based on your habits, income, and other factors. Usually, that limit changes based on bad decisions, like making a late payment, which will increase your interest rate. And you don't want to do that. And they'll also lower your credit limit, too. But it could change in a positive way. I know I was making big payments to a card several years ago, and my credit limit just kept going up and up and up, even though I didn't need it. And it went up to so high that I actually called them and I said, hey, can you drop that limit? It was up to $30,000 US.
Ooh,
I know.
Wow.
It's crazy. So,
imagine what you can buy with that money.
Seriously dangerous. Yes,
that's right. So it could be tempting there, but again, it does not mean you have infinite credit. It means it will change because you have different spending habits, what your income is, and other factors like how often you pay back the bill and stuff like that, or what you buy, the nature of the things you buy, etc. That will kind of determine what your credit limit is. Now, the limits on most cards depend on your income and debt levels and whether or not you have a history of late payments. So I guess these are some of the factors that determine your credit limit. Your income, how much money do you make a month, and your debt levels. How much debt do you have? Do you owe a lot of money on your car, on your house, and stuff like that? They'll be aware of those things. And then you'll have a history of late payments if you've made late payments before, if you were supposed to pay your housing payment or
whatever. Yeah, your mortgage payment.
Your mortgage payment was supposed to be due on the 1st of the month, but you didn't pay until the 10th. There'll be a record of that. Mm-hmm. So that, of course, will affect your credit rating.
That's right. Got to be careful with that. So next question is, we need to talk about very briefly, if you're a first-time credit card holder and you have no credit history, they're not going to really take a gamble on you. They're not going to risk their money. So your credit limit will be quite low unless one of your parents has a great job and they co-signed for you. Your credit limit will be higher then. So how do I improve my credit score? What if your credit score is really bad, but you want to buy a new car, or you're looking around at houses? Well, to improve that credit score, you'll need to use your credit card and make complete payments on time. Your credit score actually won't go up if you just don't charge on a credit card. They want to see that you can charge something and then pay it off, especially if you can pay off your credit card and have a zero balance every month. That's great.
Yeah, even if you're not used to using a credit card and you've got plenty of cash, mm-hmm. it might be a good idea to mm-hmm. use it to make purchases
yes.
in order to improve your credit score or your credit rating. So yes, indeed, do make a purchase. If you do want to buy that new giant bicycle and you've got the cash for it, well, use your credit card instead
yeah.
when you get the bill. Pay it right away, and that will improve your credit score. So another way to improve your credit score is to keep your credit card balance between 10% and 30% of your total limit. So again, I'm not quite sure what this means here because I haven't really used a credit card mm-hmm. that much, but this is the balance here, that which means like how much you owe.
Say your credit limit is $10,000. If your credit balance is between 10% and 30%, it would either be at $1,000 or $3,000. So don't go spending so much that you get really close to your credit limit at, say, $9,000. You want to keep paying your credit card balance down. Boy, if you can pay off the balance every month, you're going to have a good, good credit score. They love that. And then don't let your credit limit get too high. If it's too high and your balance is very low, they still think you're a risk because you might go crazy one month. Maybe your girlfriend, you know, drops you and you're depressed and you go and you buy all of these things on the credit card. Keep your credit card limit not so high, but your balance really kind of low too. 10% to 30% of your total limit. On the other hand, if you only pay the minimum balance, there's a minimum payment on all your credit card statements that come every month. If you just pay that, it's going to take you forever to pay off your balance. I always, I have mine auto set up so that the payments go out every month and I pay like four times what the minimum payment is.
Okay, very good. So minimum, of course, is the least amount you have to pay.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, if you pay only the minimum and you go over the credit limit, then your score will suffer. Your score will be bad. You will have a bad reputation after that, and they won't increase your credit rating after that, or your credit limit, I should say.
Yeah.
You should also ensure your personal information is kept up to date. Ensure means to guarantee. Make sure that your information is kept up to date. If you move, for example, or if you change jobs, or you get an increase in salary, you get a promotion and stuff like that, make sure you update that information to, you know, give the recent information and get rid of the old information as often as possible, and that will help your credit limit.
Yeah, every time I log into one of my credit cards online, the first question that pops up is, has your salary changed? Do you want to update this? They're always looking for updated information. So it's up to you to keep that up to date or current. You could also say keep that information current. So it's correct as of today. Right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to talk about these two discussion questions.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天呢，我们要继续这个信用卡的额度，我们称之为 credit limit. 首先看到第一个句子提到 credit cards can seem wonderfully convenient, but if you use them carelessly, then you can end up in trouble.那么呢，信用卡虽然非常的方便，但是如果呢非常草率的任意的使用它，那么最后你可能会深陷麻烦。我们来看一下这个很重要的片语 end up。end up 在中文解释成为结果成为怎么样，或是以怎么样子的方式来终结。后面呢最常见的就是像句子里面的搭配介系词片语。我们再举一个例子来说。这群歹徒啊，结果呢，被关进了监狱，你就可以说 The gangsters ended up in jail. 有时候 end up 后面也会放名词。来举个例子，尽管第一个回合表现不佳，但是他最后还是赢得了比赛，成为赢家。你就可以说 In spite of the bad performance in the first round, he ended up the winner. 所以用 the winner 加在 end up 的后面，代表它的结果呢，就是赢家。而有时候我们也会简单的放一个形容词，再举个例子来说，如果啊，他照这样子一直开车的话，早晚呢，得死于非命的。你就可以说 If he carries on driving like that, he'll end up dead. 在这里放一个形容词也是可以的。在这一段的最后一句提到 Here are some frequently asked questions. 在这里呢，我们要把同学们特别注意到 asked 是用被动的方式。什么叫做 frequently asked questions 呢？那么中文就解释成为常见的问题。所以你在搜寻一些资料、网站或什么东西的使用方法，常常会看到 FAQ 它代表着呢，就是 frequently asked questions 一些常见问题。首先第一个问的问题是怎么样，这个信用额度是怎么样被指定的呢？ assign 这个字呢，就是有指定、指派，所以作业就叫做 assignment。 首先回答的提到When your application for a credit card is approved, you will be given a credit limit. 在这里的 application 是指申请的意思，搭配介系词 for, 当你申请这个信用卡被赞成、同意、批准、认可的时候呢，你就会被给予一个 credit limit, 信用额度。首先来看到 approve 这个动词，在这里呢是有批准、认可的意思。举个例子来说，市议会已经核准了建造一座新的公共图书馆计划，就可以说 The City Council has now approved the scheme for the construction of a new public library. 所以呢，一旦被核准，就会给予信用额度。后面的句子说 Some banks and other loan agencies might offer no preset spending limits, but this doesn't mean you have infinite credit.那么有一些银行或是其他的贷款的机构呢，可能不会给予你预先预定的消费上限。我们来看这个字 preset, 在这里 PRE 都有预先的意思，像是先前的我们叫做 previous, 那么预备也要先做了，所以叫做 prepare。而这里的 preset 就是预定的，它不会给你一个预定的消费上限，但这并不代表呢你是拥有infinite credit, 你有的呢是无限的信用额度。 infinite 在这里当作形容词是无限的、无边际的。我们常说呢，宇宙是无边无际的，你就可以说 The universe is infinite. 接着第二个问题提到要如何提高这个信用的评分呢？回答的第一个句子说 To improve your credit score, you'll need to use your credit card and make complete payments on time. 所以要 improve改善你的信用的评分的话 ,score 常常指的是比赛的得分比数，那么或者是参加一些考试评估所得到的成绩跟分数都可以用 score 这个字。譬如说 ,what is the score now? 那么现在的比数是多少呢？或者说 ,Jack got a low score on the test, 代表 Jack这次考试得了个低分。所以想要提高你的信用评分，你就必须使用信用卡，而且要准时付清全额。在这里说的是 make complete payments on time。最后他还有提到 On the other hand, if you only pay the minimum balance and often go over your credit limit, your score will suffer.另外一方面 On the other hand, 如果你只付最低额度的话，而且常常超出你的信用额度，那么你的评分就会 suffer。 在这里的 suffer 则是有受损害、变糟的意思。 最后一句 You should also ensure your personal information is kept up to date 还要重要的是要确保 ensure 保证呢你的个人资料是保持在最新的状态在这里 ensure 就是有保证担保而 up to date 则是有最新的意思 OK 以上就是今天的课文讲解谢谢收听
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, we've got a couple of discussion questions, and we're going to ask these questions and then answer the questions as truthfully as we can. And then we'd also like you people at a time in the future to ask these questions among yourselves and have a conversation. So here we go. Here's the first discussion question. Do you have a credit card? What do you mostly use it for?
Of course I have credit cards, in the plural. I think most of the time I use it for big purchases, you know, plane tickets, things like that. I always use a credit card when I go home. It's just easier than getting U.S. money. I don't use U.S. dollars really at all. I even have, sometimes I'll get U.S. dollars from brothers or sisters, you know, for birthday or something. I think, what am I going to do with this? So, yeah, I have credit cards.I try to use them for most things if I can, although I still, I'm a cash person too. But I like to get my frequent flyer miles. And my credit card that gives me frequent flyer miles allows me to either charge in NT dollars or US dollars. So I always pick NT dollars so that...because I'm earning NT dollars, it makes more sense not to have to, you know, convert the currency. What about you, Tom? What do you use yours for?
Well, again, as I said, I don't really have a regular credit card here in Taiwan, but I do think I have another one that I use specifically to make insurance payments. Mm-hmm. And my wife handles that, so I don't even know if I've ever actually seen that card before. But that's here in Taiwan. Then in the U.S., in a bank there, I have a debit card.Which is not the same thing as a credit card, right? Even though it's called a MasterCard, but then it has the word debit in that little symbol there.
Uh-huh.
What is that called? That little shiny portion of the card that looks like a hologram or something like that.
I forgot what those are called.
But it does say debit there in that little window, which means that I have to have money in my bank account. And each time I use that card, they directly deduct the money from the bank account. It's kind of like an ATM card, actually. Okay, well, here's our second question. What are some advantages and disadvantages of having a credit card?
Advantage is it's just convenient. Disadvantage, you spend more than you should.
Yeah, and to me, it's nice to have it in case you run out of cash.
Yeah.
Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to say goodbye now, and hopefully all of you will have a discussion amongst yourselves as interesting as the one we just had. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
See ya.